Have you been in love?
Oh, many times. Many. I suppose I got married 3 times, but not quite. Long-distance relationships don't hard to handle. Well, I'm on disability right now because I was in a whiplash accident and somebody hit us, but I was driving transport up north, Fort Nelson to Whitehorse.
How long did you do that?
20 years, around there.
And how long does that take?
18 hours around there.
And how many times would you do that in a week? Like, what was your work week like?
Twice a week.
How many days off would you have?
Well, you don't usually have time off because you're working on your truck. So, you're not with her. So what are you going to do?
That's tough.
Yeah, it is. It's lonely. So when you do find somebody, it's like, you don't cling on, but at least you try to make something of it, eh? See if it's going to last. I don't know how many drives are single right now, but there's got to be a few.
So when you found somebody, like, what was it like? How much time did you get to spend with them?
Whenever possible, but I mean, you know, you got to sacrifice one thing for the other. If you don't have food on the table, well, what can you do? You got to keep going.
That doesn't sound very fair.
No, well, if she's not working, you are. You don't have much choice. I'm with this lady now, and I think we've been the only couple, the longest couple downtown on the street.
How did you meet her?
Through a friend. I was living up in McQuaid here, and she brought her over, and I don't know, we just sort of clicked, and that was it.
And your boyfriend, girlfriend now?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been together?
Just about 5.5 years around there.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's not my longest relationship, but it's getting there.
It's not even your longest?
No, I've gone about 9 years.
What happened in the 9-year relationship?
She went down to Camus to be a training to be a teacher. She got down in a bright lights, big city, and I don't know, that's what I'm talking about. Long distance didn't work out for us.
So what about this one? Do you think this one is gonna last?
Well, I hope so. Like, we get along, like I'd say, pretty well. Like, you know, for being a couple, I think.
What are the key things that make you compatible?
Selflessness, I think. I'd rather give than receive.
Valentine's Day tomorrow, are you doing anything? Anything planned?
Well, I don't get any money until my disability comes in, but I plan on taking her out for supper. Making it up to her, like, you know, for missing, not being able to afford it on tomorrow, but Friday I'll take her out for a good supper.
Where do you think you'll go?
Well, I don't know. I heard about some Chinese place up there on Aspica. Maybe it's supposed to be a good restaurant up there, so I'll try that.
And you think she'll be okay with doing it on Friday instead of Valentine's Day?
Oh, sure. Yeah, she's pretty open-minded. She can understand.
That sounds like it might be love.
Yeah. Well, give and take, eh? Yeah.